Hey, good morning, everyone. Day 34, desensitization. This is a very important chapter because it's how this whole 40-day challenge and all my WhatsApping actually began. The story is that during COVID, I was looking for a way to stay in touch with my students, like a lot of rabbis and teachers were. And I started this WhatsApp group, and it was actually called Beyond the Instant after my first book, which I put out in 2018. And after the 40-day challenge, this WhatsApp group will go back to that title as well. Anyway, I loved that the group was interactive. I could share an idea and my students would respond with questions and with thoughts of their own. And then something happened. One day somebody posted some pornographic picture on the group chat. It was very upsetting, not only because the image itself was so distasteful, but because everyone had come together to basically try to get closer to Hashem and to Torah, and then we had this really inappropriate content, and I had to shut down the interactive nature of the group to keep it a safe space. And this is a few years ago now. I've had to keep it, you know, so that I'm the only one who can kind of control things, which, to be perfectly honest, I feel it's a little more lonely. And that's why I love when many of you private message me, because I used to get a lot of amazing feedback. But when the group started, you know, getting into the hundreds, and now, thank God, we have about 2,000 people listening to this, a couple of different WhatsApp groups, I had to shut down the interactive nature to keep it okay. And I'm sharing this because, you know, we're blessed with incredible advances in technology today, you know, science and medicine, and the internet is unbelievable, but it comes with its risks. And technology has become pretty much inseparable from our lives. We might check our phones the first thing in the morning and might be the last thing we do before going to sleep. But it's important that we are concerned with what we surround ourselves with. Our surroundings have a tremendous impact on us. The people around us, the images that we are continually exposed to. And this is so important as we get closer to Yom Kippur. And I wanted to read something to you from the Rambam, the great Maimonides, in his Hilchos Deos. By the way, if you want to start learning something so powerful, there's a great English translation, Rabbi Tuger, T-O-U-G-E-R. It's got a brown cover, the Rambam, Maimonides, for the laws of character traits, or you can go on Safaria. But the Rambam in the sixth chapter says, Derech b'yato shel adam liot nimshach b'deotav b'masav acharei av v'chaverav, that it's the way of a person to be pulled in terms of what his thoughts are and his actions, based on his re'av, his friends, v'chaverav, his colleagues, v'noi k'minhag anshei b'dinato. And people follow according to the anshei b'dinato, to the way people are living in their medina, in their city, in their province. And therefore, a person should be mitchaber, lihitchaber, he says, letzadikim. A person should try to connect themselves with righteous people. U'liyeshev etzel achachamim, tamid, k'dei she'ilmad mima'aseihem. That we should hang out with wise people so we can learn from their ways. And we, of course, have the opposite teaching from the Chacham and from our sages. It's found in the Avos de Rabbi Nassan. Oy l'rasha, oy l'shcheino. Woe is to a wicked person, woe is to his neighbor. And you might say, oh, what's the big deal if my neighbor or my friend or the stuff that I watch acts in a sort of lowly manner, or this other person that I'm hanging out with all the time does, you know, bad things. All, you know, no one's perfect. And the rabbis are teaching us that at the end of the day, that the people we're surrounded with are the people who influence us. And we know this with children. We've never put our kids in the wrong class. We've never put our kids in the wrong neighborhood. But yet, when we get older, we're not as careful. We think somehow we're, you know, more impervious to these things. But the truth is, if we surround ourselves with people who are interested in learning and growing, we're going to learn and grow. And conversely, if we surround ourselves with people who have more evasive motives, although we may not always realize it, we're going to get dragged down as well. Now, I'm not saying to dump any friend, you know, who's not living up to their potential and could drag you down, but the best thing is to elevate and inspire them. But we have to be honest with ourselves if someone or a group of people is really consistently getting us down and keeping us from reaching our potential, then we might have to do some distancing. If your friend, of course, is open to change, then try to bring them up, obviously, but we can't always control who our coworkers are, who our neighbors are, but we can control how to spend our precious free time and who we associate after hours. And as I say, modern society has bestowed upon us incredible benefits, and we have to thank God for those gifts, right? And to utilize those gifts, though, for our self-growth, become the best version of ourselves, surrounding ourselves with the right people, the right influences, and always the right and positive images. Have a great day.